Last week we've been looking at the events that happened after the day of Ashura and the inhumanity of those who claimed to be Muslims but did not practice their beliefs, or their beliefs did not manifest themselves into the way they should because they still held on to their egos of power. And I promise today, being the day of Arba'een, that we will look at the events that happened the year after the event of Ashura, which is 62 after Hijrah, on the day of Arba'een. It is said that on the 20th of Safar, 62 after Hijrah, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam and the women and the children reached Karbala. Remember, they had been freed and they were leaving Damascus to go towards Medina. And just to make you have a picture of that journey, Damascus to Medina is about 800 miles. Damascus to Kufa is about 750 miles. And Kufa to Karbala is about 25 miles. Now, Karbala to Medina is 1,100 miles. If you just look at the spectrum, at that range, that journey that had to be traversed. Well, they asked to go to Karbala first. And as I said, that they arrived on Arba'een, in the year 62 after Hijrah. As they entered Karbala, the women of the adjoining villages joined them. Sayyidah Zainab immediately cried out, "O my brother, O Hussein, O the Habib of Rasulullah, and the son of Makkah and Mina, O the son of Fatima al-Zahra, O the son of Ali al-Murtada." And it just so happened that they saw Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had come for the ziyarah to visit the graves with some of the Banu Hashim. One Atiyah Ufi was a companion of Imam Ali alayhi salam, was with Jabir. And he says that when we got to Karbala, Jabir first went to the river Euphrates to do ghusl and change. He said he kept on doing the zikr of Allah until he got to the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He said he then asked Atiyah to put his hand on the grave. See, Jabir was blind at that time. When Atiyah put his hand on the grave, he says Jabir fainted and had to be revived. And as soon as he came to, he said, "Ya Hussein, Habibu la yujibu Habibahu." O Hussein, a friend does not answer his friend. Jabir then said, "How do you expect to be answered when Hussein was martyred and was beheaded?" Then he continued, "I bear witness that you are the son of the chosen prophet, the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the son of Fatima. Indeed, you have been nurtured in the lap of Muttaqeen. You are pure, whether alive or dead. Our hearts grieve for you. Allah's peace and blessings be on you. And I bear witness that you pass the way of your brother Yahya, son of Zakaria." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, "La tahsabanna alladhina kutilu fi sabilillahi amwata." Do not even think of those who have been killed in the way of Allah as dead. "Bal ahya'un inda rabbikum." They are alive with their Rabb. Well, the women and the children each went to the graves of their loved ones. Imam Ali Zainul Abidin alayhi salam buried the heads of the shuhada with their bodies. It is said that Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam remained at the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, only grieving for her sons that she had lost on the day of Ashura after she reached Medina. The mourning period in Medina, in Karbala, lasted for 3 days, after which they left reluctantly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah 26, Ayah 227 says, وَسَيَعْلَمُوا لَلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا عَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. And soon those who do injustice shall know to what final place of turning they shall turn back. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Indeed, we are from Allah, and indeed, to Him we return.